Okay, I think we're up to Dalid. No, we did that. We did Dalid. And we did Hay as well. So we have to do Vav, Nachon. What we said was that the first five of the Yud Gimel Ikarim relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his Achdus, his imperativeness. Only him, we daven, that we saw as well. Now we're going to start the next phase, the next grouping of the Yud Gimel Ikarim, which is Nevuah. That starts with Vav on Daf Reish Hay. The Tzerich Inyan, Nati Kan Perek, Shekasavnu Bezrat Hashem, Bekut Shesharim Betfila. Get a taste here of Shari Betfila. We'll decide if we want to learn Shari Betfila after this. You know, he's quoting here something that he wrote in Shari Betfila. Let's see what that has to do with what Shari Betfila got to do with Nevuah. Let's see what's the what's going on here. Before we do that, let's just read the Ike. It says, "Ani ma'amin b'do shleima shekol divrei hanavim emes." That's the most basic imunas chachomim that we have to have. Is that whatever the Nevim told us is emes. The Nevi'im never lied. Whatever we have from the Nevi'im, ze emes. That's the Emunah person is there. We have to say why that's so critical. Okay. So it says like this. Hinei, ha-philosophim she-kofru b'Torah, the philosophers that denied Torah, the koifrim. Ika tanosam yisa kiven she-akodesh b'ocho godol v'noire le-ma'ale mikol tfisa so'elo. Their mistake, or their yetzara, whatever you want to call it, starts with them having a taina that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is so big a noira, they don't deny Hashem. That would have been foolish. In those days, people knew about Hashem. You couldn't deny it. There were people who had direct contact at some point. So Hashem is godel v'noira. Lamana mikol tfisas oilam, correct? Way above any grasp of the world. As lo sheikh shiye lo sheiches umage ima oilam ha-shefel. This is where they twist. It's not Shaykh that big, awesome, infinite, because we have that problem as well. When you start thinking about how big Hashem is, and you have to get in touch with him personally and build a relationship and accept that he loves you and he created the world just for you. We also, there's a lot push, it's a struggle. So they took the easy way out. They just said, you know what? Umanutak from this world. He's Noir Va'oyim, Goyal, Godel, Roimimus. And there's that no Shaykhs to this lowly world. You can't have these two extreme existences. You can't have this lowly finite world and also have this big infinite world that they can't mesh together. Lo sheikh. Shelo sheikh shtei metzias rechoikes bli kol hashva b'nayim shiyelehem eiza maga imze. Ubo isamid she'ein anu masigim amitzis shleimusay b'nei shiz barach metzias na'ale v'nivdol mitanu. Same as we can't grasp HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Metzias, because it's totally separate and above us, transcendent. For that same reason, they tie it in error, that he has no kesher with us. We're down here, he's up there, these two worlds have no kesher to each other. You can't makashe two total opposites like that together. So therefore he has chas v'chilila, no kesher down here. The kol shekei, kishiyesh giach v'rachem, v'ka'ev ka'aveinu, y'ibchus lo ma'anu oisim, and how much more so that he is involved, hashgacha pratis in my day-to-day existence, and he has mercy for me, and my pain's his pain, and that he cares about what I'm doing. Kol ze soises ha'tfises ha'seichel ha'mugbal legamre. That we can't, there's not shaykh. The fuse blows when you start thinking like that. The Eov time kach become a psukim. Ein besefer Eov. Eov had this when he was going through what he was going through. I'm not going to learn Eov now, but he quotes from Eov there. Could I to look at? Shebol itlonel al yisurov veroiv tvorov heim tihilois v'tishbochus klape maila. He comes to complain about his yisurim, but most of what he says, if you look carefully, is praises and praise klape mala. How did that get into the sefer? He's coming to tell you all about this terrible life yet, and he's praising Hashem. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so transcendent, therefore he has no connection to this lowly world. So how does this world, where does it get its hanhogas from? From happened chance and the mazalois, you find something to hook onto. The minute you're going to take Hashem from the world, you've got a problem. So you have to find something to hang it onto. So there's the mazalois, there's mikra. That's why these terrible yusurim, even though he's a big tzaddik, these things happen. Okay, it was not our issue now, but that was the shoresh of the tainas of those philosophim, and that's where they broke down. They disconnected. That's Yovan. Yovan wanted to disconnect us from Hashem. Believe in God. Have gods as many as you want. And we're not even tell you which one to worship. Democracy, they're very, very tolerant. You have as many gods as you want. You want to worship a blue one, a green one, a spotted one, a stone one, a wood one. No one forces you. You know, it's not like today where if you don't worship my God, we kill you. No, the Greeks were very, very tolerant. Have gods or whatever. But this thing that you're talking about, the boy Ra'ilam, he took from the world. You can believe in him as well. but stop thinking that he cares about you and he has sheiches to you and that he loves you and you can love him. And is there law sheich? Okay. David HaMelech had this problem and he dealt with it. And he says, Mi kashem elokeinu hamagbi l'shoves, hamashpili lirois bashamayim uva'aretz. Kodesh Baruch Hu is way beyond anything. And yet, hamashpili lirois bashamayim uva'aretz. He lowers himself down into the shamayim and the aretz, lirois. He's involved. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu was great and awesome and transcendent the way those philosophim imagined in their limited seichels, then you would have a real serious kasha. The problem wasn't that Hashem's smaller than that they were saying, therefore Hashem can come into this world. On the contrary, Hashem's much bigger than they said. Hashem's much bigger than they could ever have imagined. And therefore he has no limitations whatsoever. It's dafka because of his awesome greatness. Therefore he can do whatever he wants. The gam. He can even come down and get involved in this little world and be involved in everything and take care of everything and worry about everything and be concerned with everything that's going on in this world. That is Hashem's godless. When you see Hashem mashpili l'rois b'shamayim v'aretz, when you see this great, awesome, transcendent, infinite metzias, coming down and dabbling in the day-to-day, I don't want to use the word havolim, because for him it's not havolim, but what we perceive to be the day-to-day nonsenses of this world or whatever, that testifies to how great he really is. The problem with the philosophers wasn't that they thought he was too great to be down here. They didn't understand how great he was that he could be down here. We spoke about this once before. The moshel we used, I can't remember the context we used it, but if you see the Chofetz Chaim, if you see the Chofetz Chaim, I think I once heard this from him himself. You come to visit Radin because you want to go get a bracha. You heard about this great tzaddik, the Chofetz Chaim. Big, 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 big tzaddik, yeah? You come to Radin, you ask, where's the Chofetz Chaim? And they show you an old Jew who's busy playing ball with a kid in the backyard of the shul there. So you understand that's not the Chofetz Chaim, yeah? Because the Chofetz Chaim's a big godel, tzaddik godel. So tell you, no, that's the Chofetz Chaim. You tell him, how can that be? Well, he's playing ball. That's what the Chofetz Chaim spends his days doing. They tell you, no, that kid, whatever, he's an orphan, he doesn't have parents, whatever. And the Chofetz Chaim makes him samach. He gives him, you know, he spends a bit of time giving him whatever, you know, make him feel choshuv. That tells you how small the Chofetz Chaim is, or how big the Chofetz Chaim is.
Big.
That tells you how big he is. It's dafka because he's so big that he can do that. Little people can't do that. They're too busy doing what they have to do. David Sipper told me, Rip Sipper told me, also just closer to home, is apparently the Sefer came out about Reb David Feinstein Zatzal. David was an Odom Godel Ma'od Ma'od. You probably know more than me about Reb David Eli. You know, whatever. Reb Moshe's son, he was a Poisek in America, the Poisek Ador. Moshe Odom Godel Ma'od. Anyway, the Maisa was is that the Satmar Rebbe wanted to meet Reb David or whatever. So they were trying to set up a meeting, and the Satmar Rebbe wanted to do it on a Thursday night. I don't know if he was speaking to his Gabbai, he was speaking to the Rebbe himself, and he looked off us, he'd call a Maisa. He said, I'm sorry, Thursday nights I can't help you because that's when I do shopping for my wife. That's when I do the shopping for. I have to go to the store to do the shopping. Thursday night I can't meet with the Satmar Rebbe. Slicha, I'm busy doing kniot at the Makole. That tells you how small he is or how big he is. That's untold godless. That normalcy, that's godless. So the same year, the same kaviyochel, in the Nimshel, the philosophers, the koifrim are saying, Kodesh Baruch Hu is so big, he's an Adam Godel, he's big, whatever. He doesn't go to the Makolit, he doesn't play ball with little kids, he's too big for that, he's running the world. And we Taina know, dafka because of his greatness, David HaMelech says, HaMashpilei Reis B'Shamayim Va'aretz, that's a testimony to you, he's much bigger than you ever thought. No, he's not doing that because he's smaller than you thought, he's doing it because you're much bigger than you ever thought. That's the Rabbeinu Sholem, nothing's too small for him, that's his godliness. That nothing's too big for him, they understood. He made the heavens, the earth, whatever, they're fine. But no, there's nothing too small for him. Every little thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in. That's what David HaMelech's answer to those philosophers is.
Yeah, we say, we recognize the Gedolei Hador in the small things. Here we see the Gadol. Hashuv say, it's not important, but the Gadol, even in the small thing, it's Hashuv for them.
Nachon. I remember just whatever we'll hear it on Sunday morning. Alonman Ritz Hashem will tell the story himself, but he just reminded me when he was trying to find a job, whatever. So there was a tekufa. I was helping him a lot. There was a tekufa where he found a job, but they wanted him to start at 12. It was like, okay, we understand you're not going to be in the wind. You have to learn whatever. Well, you start at 12, which meant he would have to miss Reb Zelig Shir. Miss Reb Zelig Shir. So he went to tell Reb Zelig. Reb Zelig said, no. Zelo Ved Kacha. It was a good job, by the way. It had everything going for it. There was mamash, it was snur, it was really exactly what he was looking for. Reb Zelig said, no, end of up. You come to shir, and then you've got to work afterwards. Means he would get to work like 2:15. This guy said, 12 o'clock's the latest you can come to work. So Alon said, Avalani. Anyway, a few days later, Alon gets a call from the boss to say, you know what, you can start at 2:15. So I asked him, what happened? He said, there was a lock on my door, and this old man walked in. Reb Zelig went to meet the boss and speak to him and talk to him. Not even phone the guy, send him a letter. You know, Reb Zelig was a busy man. He must meet Otsu whenever I went there, whatever he was learning. He was, oh, he didn't have time. No, he went quietly on his own. No one asked him. No, that's godless. That's what Reb Shmuel's talking about. That's godless. He didn't say capital, maybe he didn't say capital, but he didn't go to the Koisan and Davin. No, he went to talk to the guy and speak to him and convince him why it would be such a schus and whatever, you won't be sorry, whatever. The guy agreed. That's godless. That's mamash. That's tafka. In the small things, you see the gedoyim. Nachon. Oh, there's so many stories I can carry on for hours. Gedoyim, I'm talking about big, not talking about guys. For me, I'm not a masmit. So if I take time off really to help somebody, Sadishka, I'm talking about somebody who doesn't let go of his Gemara for 1 second. And yet would spend a whole morning going to cheer up someone in an old aged home, you know? Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro would spend Shabbos, Erev Shabbos afternoon phoning all the almoners. He had a long list of almoners phoning to wish them good Shabbos and make them feel nice. He was a man who used to clap Chal Chet on Yom Kippur for Hesek Hadas Mi Limud HaTorah Daka Echad. It was one of his petics they found. One of the kids found his petic. It fell on the floor while he was doing vidui. It was a petic that he'd written. He was doing tshuva for Hesek Hadas Mi Daka Echad Mi Limud HaTorah. He turned his head away from Torah for 1 minute. He wrote a note and he clapped Chal Chet for that. But he could spend the whole of Friday afternoon finding almoners to say good Shabbos. That's what we're talking about. Kodesh Baruch Hu's so big and so great and so transcendent. Yeah, but he's worried about your ingrown toenail as well. That's his godless. But that anyway, the Nekudia is those small things. It's dafka because of his godless, not because of his katness. The fact that nothing's too small for him testifies about his greatness. And that's the Nekudia we're taking away from here. Dafka because of his godliness, he can do whatever he wants. V'gama pliya hazu, this awesome wonder, lashgiach al oilam ha-shefel, that he manages the low world. L'dat oto, to know it, ulahargish rosoi, b'kol prativ, to feel it in all its details, v'lois ma'urav b'kol inyonov, to be involved in everything. He's got his finger in every part, as they say in the world, he's involved in everything. That's what the pasuk means. He comes down here, he lowers himself. He doesn't look through a telescope. He comes down himself into this world to look at every aspect of it. In the beginning of the Meshes Chochma, he brings down B'Shem HaKadmoinim, Ein Sof Hushleimus Mibli Chesorim. The Ein Sof, this infinite, this HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is a Shleimus without any Chesorim, no lack. Vim Teimer Sheyesh Lo Bli Gvul V'Ein Lo Koyach B'Gvul, Reata Mechase Shleimusoy. What does he mean? Vim Teimer Sheyesh Loi Bli Gvul V'Ein Lo Koyach B'Gvul. Ah, all right, so interesting. He is Bli Gvul. Hashem's Bli Gvul, that's the definition of the infinite. Therefore, he has no Koyach in the world of Gvul. And since he's Bli Gvul, he can't have Shaychus to Gvul, to a limit, to a Geder. Hare ata mechase shleimusoy, ad kan l'shoyma. Okay, I don't know what he means. Let's just see where he goes with this. Dahainu she'etzem asher yizem yishberachu Bli Gvul, mekhayev shebekoyche lipoyel gam b'mizgeris ha'gvul. It's because Hashem is Bli Gvul that he has the koyach to work in a world that has Gvul. You might have thought that because Hashem's Bli Gvul, so then he can't work in a place where there's Gvul. You can't take something infinite and put it into something that's finite. You can't take a 10-meter box and put it into a 1-meter space. Zelo nichnas, kevioch. So Hashem's Bli Gvul, so he has no shaychus to Gvul. No. Because he has no Gvul, he can...
Yeah, if he has a Gvul, he can't... If he cannot go in the Gvul, that means he has a Gvul also.
Correct. Means the fact that he's in Gvul means he can be yeah. Mugval if he wants to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent. Shkoyach. I was having a hard time trying to put that into words. G'mo she'ein dover midai godol bishviloi esperach, g'mo kain mamash, ein dover midai katan bishviloi. Okay. Elohu yisperach, kol yochol, g'mo she'ese gedoilis, just like he can do big things without any limitation, he can do little things without any limitation either. Not because he's small, dafka because he's big. Ramzu lanu chazal davar noir ze, Amar Rabbi Yochanan kol makom, shata moitze gudlosa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sham ata moitze anu v'noseinu. Rabbi Yochanan says, in the place where you see Hashem's godless, that's where you see his anova. That's where you see, not the katnas, but the ability to be mashpil lirois, the Shemaim uvarit. Hainu shekev yachol, anu v'noseu azibarach, he'll bilti ba'le tachlis. He achvrak mikoyach godluso ha'a bilti ba'le tachlis. It's dafka where you see the godless, dafka because of the godless, that's when you see the anova. Lo chasvile mikoyach chesoron, not because he's chesoron, he's lacking something. That's why he has this anova. No, because he's not lacking anything. That's why he can be that as well. Okay, that's the Meshes Chochma. That's from, this is all from Shari Betfila. Same idea. This is Rupinkus. You see, wherever he is, he's on these Yesoidas. So I don't know if this whetted your appetite to learn Shari Betfila or not. We'll have to see. We'll see. Okay. It's whetting my appetite. I'm getting more and more excited about learning Shari Betfila. I have to tell you. What else do we have today except Tfilah? Who else do we have? What are we, as you get older, you realize, and I'm really smoich. There's a Ro'en Shalom. That's it. We have to learn how to. We have to learn the tools of how to connect there. Okay. Ulyan Yanenu Kolavi Kuch Beinyan Hanavuahu. Ein Mitochen Mage Yosheh Bein Boyer LeNivra. The whole Vikuch, the whole discussion, the whole argument about Nevuah is it possible that there can be something a direct contact between the Boyer and the Nivra? Can this infinite Boira touch this lowly, finite thing called me? The distance between the Novi and the and Hashem is the distance is beyond comprehension. When Yesh Lain, the difference between Yesh Lain, Hashem is Yesh and we Ain. When Chay LeDoimon, you take something that's living and you take some a stone and you say, okay, then we understand there's a big difference. So how can the two talk to each other? You ever seen a stone have a conversation with a dog? No, the dog does what he wants on the stone and he moves on. You don't see the stone saying, hey, 1 second, what are you doing? No. You see the tree getting angry with the with a cow when the cow eats from the tree? No, because there's mechak, they can't touch each other. How can you have a conversation between a kosh bochu and a person? Which means nevuah really can't be. You can't have nevuah then. Because nevuah means that a kosh bochu is talking to a person, he's talking to a novi. So that's where the problem with nevuah comes in. So we're learning the Yud Gimel Ikarim through Shabbos spectacles. We're trying to see how Shabbos is Ma'ira Aymuna. Remember, we said that Shabbos is the Shoresh of Ola Aymuna, and the Yud Gimel Ikarim is about Aymuna. So, how does Shabbos solve this problem of that Hashem to disconnect? He can't connect. He can't have a conversation with a person. It's like me having a conversation with a microbe in Siberia. And that's not even a good marshal. It's just like I'm much smaller than a kosh boch and the microbes. They're not much bigger than me. So what are you talking about? Aval achashi yesh Shabbos kodesh hamoira lachidush. Hare me'ata ein dover shelo yitochen. There's nothing that's lo yitochen anymore. There's nothing that's not possible. Sorry, that's not Hashem. Shreif lechadish chidushim, because Hashem can make new things whenever he wants. He can do whatever he wants whenever he wants. You're right. This concept of the Creator talking to his Nivroim, talking to us, that's humongous. That's a mighty chiddush, that the Creator of the universe can talk to a person. That's like we just said, the lo yitochen. We're in the world, there's no lo yitochen, because Hashem's machadish chidushim, and he can machadish this chidish. And if he wants to talk to a human being, he wants the human being to understand him, as ein baya, because he's not mugbal. Ein dover gadol midai bishvilo, ein dover katan midai bishvilo yisparach. It's very important to remember this. He used to say it all the time. We all know that there's nothing too big from Hashem, but you can become a Greek that way. You have to recognize nothing too small for Hashem. You can take all your problems to him, everything. And you should, and you have to. That's the chiyuv. But it's only because there's chidush ha'olam. It's only because Hashem can mechadash anything he wants, whatever he wants, because he's not limited. Ubo'eifen shefsharut kol shel nevuah be'emes hirak mikoich ein soifis v'kol yochol. The fact that there's nevuah in the world is a testimony also to the Navi, but there's a much bigger testimony to Kodesh Baruch Hu's kol yochol, to his infinite greatness. Because without that, it couldn't be, you're right. I can't talk to a microbe in Siberia. I can't talk to the one that's sitting on my desk. Try to have a conversation with a virus. It's microscopic. You can't. I'm not big enough to do that. That Hashem can. And it's mikoyach ha-chidush. It means that if you want to know where the shoresh of nevuah is, it's in Shabbos. What aspect of Shabbos? Chidush ha-olam. That's the message over here. It's a very important klalim we learned here. It's because Hashem's so great. That's why he has this mashpili l'ris b'shamayim v'aretz, dafka because of his greatness. And second of all, there's nevuah in the world. What does nevuah mean? That means a kodesh boch is talking to people. About what? About things that are concerning the people. Avada, there's nevuahs also that concern things that were going on in the heavens. They saw wow things in the Shemayim. But generally, the nevuah that was given that we have, let's say the Nevi'im we have today, that's for us. It's to teach us things we need to know. It means Hashem's talking to me as well through the Nevi'im. So the fact that Hashem's sending me a message, the fact that Hashem was talking to people, that's a testimony to his greatness, but it's only because he was Mechadash Chidushim. It wasn't because he just created the world. Well, the world always was. It's because he can do whatever he wants whenever he wants, because he's not mugbal. So if he wants to talk to an ant, he can talk to an ant. And if he wants a stone to have a conversation with an elephant, said it, ain't shumbaya. Whatever he wants, he can do. That's his godless. Where you see his godless, that's where you see his anava, dafka there. So that all flows out of Shabbos. That comes out of Chiddush Shabbos. It means without Shabbos, then you're out. You have a kash on nevuah. It's not shaykh. Shabbos comes along and says, Hashem's creating the world yesh me'ayin. He can do whatever he wants. He's mechadish the world. B'chol yom oisit tamid ma'aseh b'reishis. Right now, he's mechadish the world again. So he'll mechadish it. Yeah, that he can. He can be concerned about your earache. Kasher, we struggle with it in Lamaisa, because we think Hashem's too big for all of this. But Tavku, because he's so big, that's why he's concerned in our day-to-day existences. Okay. So I just want to make a note. Yeah, we're up to base of this, so maybe I'll make the mark there. Okay, there's one more part to this, but I'm not going to start it now because it's already late. And we have what to do. Okay, Bezrat Hashem. So Sunday morning, there's the Siyum and the Spadim. And Bezrat Hashem, we'll carry this on next week, Bezrat Hashem.
Shkoyach, Rabbi.
Shkoyach.
Good Shabbos.
Thank you.
Sure.